Country Club affair.
Before we get into the Almanac, Neil, we had a winner.
Yes, we did. It was Tony Hunt from Shoreview.
Okay.
Who scored a pair of tickets to Le Music Room, Glenn Campbell Tribute Show.
All right, it made its debut and its appearance earlier here today. We got the
kazoo.
You got to play, you like playing Name That Tune?
Yeah, that's the kazoo.
Right.
Now, we heard from this artist also earlier today, shortly after 7 o'clock.
Oh, Herb Albert. That's Herb and his Tijuana Brass. What is the name of that song?
Whipped Cream.
Whipped Cream. I don't know if I
Whipped
might.
Cream from Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. Brittany, any...
Anything?
Any idea, any thoughts on Herb Albert?
Sorry.
I was going to do Rise, but that's a little too funky, a little more disco. I thought I'd go old school Herb Albert.
I thought it was going to be 16 Albert. Tons, for sure.
It was close. Very similar to 16 Tons. Yeah. Exactly. I go country, non-country, country, non-country.
Mm-hmm.
So you can plan on that when we do the Name That Tune kazoo style. Today on the Almanac, today, Tuesday, February 21st, 52nd day of the year, 1848, the Communist Manifesto, published by Karl Marx and Frederick. Everybody knows Karl Marx, but don't forget about Frederick Engels.
Oh, sure.
Also part of the Communist Manifesto. My big question is, Neil, when are you coming out with your manifesto?
Well, it's in the works right now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is going to be good.
Years and years and years. 1858, 10 years later, the first electric burglar alarm installed in Boston, Massachusetts.
Wow.
What year did you say that was?
1858.
Wow.
Didn't know they had electricity.
No, they had electricity then. Yeah, they did. I mean, for the electric, you know, before they had to pile up cans.
Right.
They would have booby traps where paint would fall on the burglar if they opened the door.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's like ADT.
Just watched Home Alone if you want to know what the early burglar alarms were.
Yeah. 1885, Washington Monument dedicated. That was 1885. They only, you know, they started it and then they half finished it. Then they finally got it done. If you ever go and visit it, if you look close at pictures, you can see the line. There's a line where you can see where they built the first half of it. Then they waited, I don't know how many years, it was several years, and then they finally completed it. You can see kind of a line there.
I've never been to Washington, D.C.
I haven't either. Almost went. Almost went for the Twins last year. We were looking for a place to go.
That's right. I remember that.
We almost went to Washington, D.C. For the Twins, and then we backed out at the last minute.
Yeah.
1931. If not for this particular product making its debut on this date, we wouldn't have this.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Alka-Seltzer, first introduced to consumers on this date, 1931. I'll be honest, I think I've only had used Alka-Seltzer once in my whole life.
Yeah,
when I was haven't little. Done a lot of it. It's, you know, effervescence, very fizzy.
Right, right.
I've done the Emergency, which is similar, where it's effervescent and it gets kind of bubbly for vitamin C and whatnot.
It's tastes
like orange soda. Alka-Seltzer is? Now, how would you know?
That's just what
you've experienced one of those, or you just, okay.
Yeah.
Rumor has it.
1931, thank you, Adele. 1947 on this date, Edwin Land demonstrated his new camera. It would take, develop, and print a picture in about a minute. It became known as the Polaroid Land camera. So this is the guy who gave us the Polaroid camera.
It was a pretty good invention.
1947. Everybody would shake it. Remember, you'd shake it. That would speed up the development of that photo.
They're back in vogue now.
Are they back in vogue?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kind of
especially
lost,
for weddings.
They kind of lost the appeal, and then they're back now. And I guess with digital, you know, now you take a picture and you look it on your phone immediately.
Right.
So maybe the whole Polaroid thing isn't as appealing, but you're telling me they're coming back,
very
huh?
trendy now.
Well, it's hard to pass your phone around to everybody. Did you see this picture?
Right.
I mean,
it's
better
the
off.
Novelty of it
right.
now.
Right. Now, you're talking about at weddings, not just the little box ones that you have to have developed. These are actual Polaroids that
we
actually...
We had one at our wedding,
You did?
Pretty they're cool. little like portable ones that shoot out little baby Polaroids.
How much did they cost per
it's
camera?
It's expensive.
It is pretty expensive.
It's expensive, yeah.
Worth the investment, though,
worth
for you
for
and
fun.
Your husband?
Yeah, but, you know, not every day.
1965, civil rights leader Malcolm X shot to death while addressing a crowd at the Audubon Ballroom in New York City. He was shot by fellow Muslims.
Bad deal.
He was 39 on this date. 1968, Calvin Griffith was going, how am I going to afford these guys now? How am I going to afford Danny Darwin, Bobby Darwin and Danny Thompson.
Yeah.
An agreement between baseball players and club owners increased the minimum salary for major league players to $10,000 a year.
Wow.
That
we've
was 1968.
We've come a little way since 1968.
It has come a long ways. That, was, of course, before free agency and everything.
I'm sure it's, a million.
1972.
Not quite.
I don't know what the minimum is. It's a few hundred thousand dollars.
Yeah, 400 or something.
1972, they said only Nixon could go to China.
To Chairman Mao, to Prime Minister Zhou, and to the friendship of the Chinese and American people, which can lead to friendship and peace for all people in the world.
That was 1972. That was the first day of his historic trip to China.
That was a big deal.
We hadn't had any contact with China in 20 years.
Right.
It had been 20 years, 1972. Nixon did it. 1988, this date. Would somebody please give a Kleenex to Jimmy Swaggart?
I have sinned against you, my Lord. And I would ask that your precious blood.
He got caught with a lady of the evening.
Yes, he did. He
confessed to his congregation that he had had an affair with a prostitute. At this time, he didn't say what it was, but everybody knew what it was because the reports had come out. That was back in 1988 for Jimmy Swaggart. 2000, on this date, David Letterman came back after he had to undergo a certain procedure.
I've been away for a while.
Yeah.
While I was gone, I had quintuple bypass surgery on my heart.
Oh!
Plus, I got a haircut.
Yeah.
David Letterman made his return after, as you heard, not triple. He said quintuple bypass surgery.
Yes.
2000 on this date. Of course, he's on CBS at that time. In 2016, this date, Denny Hamlin won the Daytona 500. That is this upcoming weekend on the 26th. People will be hunkering down to watch the Daytona 500. It was the closest finished in race history.
Wow.
Hamlin edged out Martin Truex Jr. 1/100th of a second.
And he really screwed himself over on the race on Sunday that I actually watched.
You were watching a race?
I did, yeah.
What happened? What did Denny Hamlin do?
I actually really like NASCAR. He was in the lead for the longest time, and then he didn't realize that somebody was trying to pass him on the inside. Mm-hmm. And so he cut him off, and he ping-ponged his way back to like the back of the pack after leading it for a long time.
He was probably texting.
Yeah, at least happened. I'm pretty sure that's how that whole thing went down. But it was in like the last lap.
Happy birthday today. We're moving on to birthdays. Thanks for that. It's very seldom that Brittany chimes in on sports, so that is impressive.
I enjoy NASCAR. I've been to the Daytona 500, actually.
Wow.
I know.
That's a big deal.
It's a family thing.
Record executive and stage producer. You've heard of Geffen Records, David Geffen.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday today. He is 74. She was one half of Cagney and Lacey.
We haven't had a good TV theme here.
No, it has been a while. This is the theme to Cagney and Lacey. I knew a guy in school. He had a Cagney and Lacey lunchbox.
Oh, boy. That's impressive. I just remember in a Clint Eastwood, you know, one of the Dirty Harrys. And like all of Dirty Harry's partners, she didn't make it.
She was, before Cagney and Lacey, she was on all those shows. McCloud, Quincy, Barnaby Jones, not regular.
Yeah, but
not a regular performer, but she was a guest, on there as a fill-in or playing, a major role on that particular episode.
Right.
And then she was gone. And then she finally got her first big break. And she was singing on the Dolly Parton show, the Dolly Parton variety show, late 70s, early 80s, maybe late 80s, because it would have been after Cagney and Lacey. And some producer from Broadway saw her and said, you'd be good as Gypsy. And then she went and played Gypsy Rose Lee on Broadway. Won a Tony Award for that, for Best Musical in the revival of Gypsy. Now, Tyne Daly, was she Lacey or was she Cagney?
She was one of them, for sure.
I had to look it up. Yeah. I couldn't remember which was a Sharon Gless was the other one.
Yes.
And I know that you pined for Tyne Daly over Sharon Gless.
Mm,
yes?
Not really,
You preferred... Mary Beth Lacy. Tyne Daly was Lacy.
Okay.
And Sharon Gless was Cagney.
Okay.
Here today. That show was on for a good 8-9 years or something there in the 80s.
I didn't really watch it.
William Peterson is 64 today. CSI, Crime Scene Investigation. Young Guns 2, 64 today. Oh, yeah. One of the great characters, Frasier Crane, would you agree? One of the best TV characters.
Without question.
Supporting characters on Cheers and then main character on his very own show. Kelsey Grammer, happy birthday.
Frasier, I did not mean
you
to
think
lie.
I can't be dangerous? Is that it? You all think I'm just an old slipper? Well, am I a good boy? Would a good boy do this? I am running with scissors.
He is a bad boy.
I'm swimming right after lunch. I'm leaving now. I'm going outside. I'm going to pet strange dogs, no matter where they've been. Look out, world. Frasier Crane's going to raise some hell.
There he is. Kelsey Grammer.
Going 60. Swimming right after lunch. Not waiting a half hour.
No, right after lunch.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't remember them serving food at Cheers.
Yeah.
Wow. Did they have the Tombstone Pizza oven there in the back and maybe some pickled pig's feet and various other things?
Pickled turkey gizzards, my
favorite.
Yummy.
So Kelsey Grammer, happy birthday to him. He is 62 today.
He hosted that 90 years of NBC.
Oh, that I'm going to be watching one of these days?
Yeah, the other night.
That's good. And he plays Beast in the X-Men.
Oh, sure.
He's the old Beast in the X-Men movie. So 62 for Kelsey Grammer.
Zara at the Fine Line. What a great show.
MC Squared. Mary Chapin Carpenter wrote this song. Talented lady. She's 59 today. Happy
Very
birthday
talented.
To her.
Yep.
Alan Trammell, pretty good shortstop for the Detroit Tigers there in the 70s and 80s into the early 90s.
He and Lou Whitaker made a pretty good double play combo
Yes,
there.
They did, although it's sad we had to beat him in 87.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Alan Trammell is 59. He was also the manager of the Tigers there for a few years.
Yeah.
He's 59 today. Body by Jake, fitness trainer. I've got all of his tapes. Funny that they're still in cellophane.
I was going to say.
They haven't been opened. Jake Steinfeld is 59 today. Christopher Atkins, he played opposite Brooke Shields in Blue Lagoon. He was the one with the blonde, curly hair.
Yes.
Let's see. Brooke Shields went on to have a pretty good career. Christopher Atkins, not so much. Although he did appear on Dallas. He is 56. He's pretty much forgotten. One of the Baldwin brothers. This is Billy Baldwin, younger brother of Alec Baldwin. Don't ask me to list all of them.
No.
But this is Billy Baldwin. He is 54 today. You remember Eric Heatherly?
Yes, I do.
Was one of his hits. His big hit, of course, was the remake of the Statler Brothers song, Flowers on the Wall. Eric Heatherly is 47 today. Jennifer Love Hewitt, an actress that you can see in a lot of things. I Know What You Did Last Summer, Party of Five.
She was good. I
your
like
thoughts?
You're looking at me.
I was going to ask Brittany your thoughts on Jennifer Love Hewitt.
No, she was a big, she was a big early 2000s, late 90s girl for me, I'd say. She was on my collage wall, after all.
What is your collage wall?
The like clip outs on magazines.
And you made that in your in your room?
She was in there. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Who else was on your collage wall?
Hillary Duff, Lindsay Lohan, all of the major players back then.
Any guys?
Justin Timberlake for sure.
Yep. How did I know?
You know it. Josh Hartnett.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And Blanket Jackson is 15 today, born Michael Jackson Jr.
What?
He's the one that Michael dangled over that over that hotel balcony and then threw a blanket over him. And then so forever now he will be known as Blanket Jackson. He's a boy.
What's
youngest
his real name?
Son, Michael Jackson Jr.
Oh, okay.
But I think he tried to or he was planning on changing his name because Blanket.
Yeah, he got bullied.
He's getting
in middle
bullied.
School.
Yeah. He's 15 today for the youngest son of the King of Pop.
Interesting. All right, let's get to the gone but not forgotten. We got a few here today. Baseball Hall of Famer Tom Yawkey, he owned the Boston Red Sox for 43 years. And there were some some good years, some bad years in there. They were under the curse of the Bambino for most of those years. Film director Sam Peckinpah was born on this day, 1925. He directed some westerns. You would definitely recognize. I'm surprised.
Spaghetti westerns or westerns?
Yeah, some of both. I'm surprised they didn't list a few of his movies here. Peckinpah. Basketball Hall of Famer Jack Ramsey. He went in really as a coach.
Yes.
He was a coach with the Portland Trailblazers.
They call him Dr. Jack Ramsey.
Dr. Jack Ramsey did a lot of analyst work on radio and on TV. But I think, wasn't he the coach of the Trailblazers when Bill Walton and them, they won there?
I think you're right on the money there.
I think they beat Dr. J in an NBA Finals that it just broke my heart. I was probably in the 70s, if I'm not
mistaken.
What
did you have against the Trailblazers? Something about Portland?
No.
I
was a big Dr. J man.
Oh, that's right.
Come on.
You like the afro.
1925, 1927, humorist Irma Bombeck. She's been in many newspaper publications over the course of her career. Everybody ran her column, Irma Bombeck, 1927. Emmy Award-winning actress Rue McClanahan was born on this day, 1934. She was one of the Golden Girls.
She was Blanche.
Mm-hmm.
They're staring at you, honey.
Me?
Oh, only a good friend would tell you this, Rose, but that color you dye your hair? Honey, that hasn't existed since they discontinued the Ford Falcon.
Blanche is my favorite Golden
Blanche
Girl.
Is great. She gets around.
Yes, she does.
I think, you know, if you believe what they say on the show, she could rival Will Chamberlain.
Wow. Whoa.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
If you believe what they say on the show.
Sure. Mama's Family, Maude, was also in the movie Starship Troopers. Rue McClanahan, 1934. 1946, Emmy Award-winning actor Alan Rickman. He was in the Harry Potter films as...
Snape. Severus Snape.
Who?
Severus Snape.
Severus Snape, whatever.
He was one of the professors at Hogwarts.
I just know him as the bad guy in Die Hard.
Right. Hans Gruber.
I only know him as Snape. Yeah. So.
Still the cowboy, Mr. McLean, Americans all alike. Well, this time John Wayne does not walk off into the sunset with Grace Kelly.
It's Gary Cooper.
Enough jokes.
Had to do some editing.
I had to edit one of John McClane's colorful metaphors.
He played a bad guy with Tom Selleck in Quigley Down Under as well. Alan Rickman. Guy. Wasn't that old when he passed away. He passed away. He was born in the state 1926. He was an Emmy Award-winning actor, as was Larry Drake, who was born in the state 1950. Speaking of TV themes.
This theme is so iconic. I think they actually open some district court hearings with this.
They should.
As the lawyers walk in, it's their introduction music like WWF.
It was quite a cast on L.A. Law. A lot of big names.
He played Benny. He was Benny. He was kind of their little gopher or messenger that they had in the office.
Larry Drake
was actually kind of big.
Played the part on L.A. Law. He was in some other things, American Pie 2. Larry Drake, born in, say, 1950. He played with the Tubes. You remember the Tubes.
She's a beauty.
Grateful Dead keyboardist Vince Welnick was born in the state in 1951, and another race car driver we had, who was it we had the yesterday? I can't remember.
I wasn't paying attention.
Anyway, race car driver, one of the Allisons, Davey Allison, another one who died. I don't know if he died at the track.
No, it was a helicopter.
He was in the helicopter.
Yeah, he was flying a helicopter and crashed it.
Davey Allison was one of the Allison clan, you know, Bobby Allison, Davey Allison juniors, all their juniors were also in racing. Davey Allison, born on this day 1961. They're all gone but not forgotten.
Brittany, the fact checking guru, it's good to have you here, by the way.
I didn't have a lot of facts to check, but I do have some additions. Sam Peckinpah, some of his films included Straw Dogs, Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, and Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia.
Yes, sure, there we go.
And the Baldwin brothers in chronological order of birth.
Alec is the oldest.
Alec Baldwin, Daniel Baldwin, William Baldwin, and Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen's kind of, out of all of those, Stephen would be my second favorite.
Yeah, he was in Young Guns and some others.
So there you go. That's the Almanac. Thanks for joining us here today. We're going to wrap up the Bob Morning Show here in just minutes, and then a Bob-a-thon and the Live All Request Lunch Hour. Will remind you about that before we go, too, because that's just big. Aaron Tippin, Bob FM. Sometimes she runs.